Bono, whose body Israeli forces say was discovered close to the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza, was confirmed dead earlier this week. It also claims to have found another hostage's body there. Meanwhile, phone and internet supplies in Gaza are down. Menelin Ward from Medical Aid for Palestinians says they've lost contact with their colleagues at Shifa.
The hospital has been starved of fuel for more than the last week, and so everybody in the north of Gaza is going hungry. We're expecting massive public health disease outbreak to be taking place soon. We know that sewage is flowing in the streets. The situation couldn't be more horrific.
Everton have been deducted 10 points for breaking the Premier League's profitability and sustainability rules. Joe Rawson reports.
The sanction has been imposed by an independent commission following a five-day hearing last month where the club admitted it was in breach of the regulations. They say they're shocked and disappointed by the decision, with them launching an immediate appeal. In a statement, the Merseysiders say the sanction is neither fair nor reasonable on the evidence submitted. It would drop Everton to the bottom of the table alongside Burnley on 4 points.
The rapper known as Diddy, real name Sean Combs, has been accused of sex trafficking and assault by ex-girlfriend singer Cassie Ventura. His lawyers deny the claims. It's thought potential cuts to inheritance tax will be on the Chancellor's autumn statement next week. When asked about it earlier, Rishi Sunak would give little away. Retail sales have fallen to their lowest level since February 2021. The Office for National Statistics says they were down 0.3% last month. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix weekend got off to a rocky start, with the first practice session cancelled after just 9 minutes of running. It was because of a problem with a drain cover. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks very much, Faye. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, we're looking at it being a fairly bright and sunny for the rest of the afternoon today, which is good news. Going to go down, though, going to be pretty cold again tonight, probably down to about 5 or 6 degrees tonight. Tomorrow morning, well, it's looking like a reasonable kind of morning to begin with, but we could be having some showers later on during the day. It's very similar also for Sunday as well.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon and welcome along to the show here today. And thanks very much to the wonderful Michelle. 3 hours of great broadcasting, not just today, but every single day throughout the last week. Check out all of those interviews that she's been doing, and she'll be back with you on Monday. So my name is Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. And today, well, we're doing it all in reverse order as ever. We've got the vintage chart coming up at about 2:30. 3 tracks from the chart this week in 1985. And at about 1:45, we'll have the birthdays quiz. That's 3 artists who've had birthdays in recent times. We'll give you some clues. You have to guess how old you think they are. You just email me in, radio@phoenixfm.com. But I'm delighted to say that I have guests here with me here in the studio this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We greet you well.
Hi. It's great to have you with us here this afternoon. So who are you and what are you going to be chatting to us about?
Hi, I am Mistress Anne Paycock. I'm mistress of Paycock House, which is in the town of Coggeshall, which lies within Essex.
And I am Marjorie Bonney, housekeeper and scrivener to the Paycocks, and I work there each day.
Right, and they're going to be chatting to us about an event, a Yuletide event indeed.
Aye, indeed. We have many guests coming to our Yuletide event. It is held on the 25th and 26th of November.
Excellent. We'll look forward to hearing all about that.
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
And getting us going here this afternoon, these are America from 1971, a USA number one and number one in two other countries, a UK number three and top ten in four more countries, a million seller globally. This is A Horse with No Name.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the and things, there were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
That's a horse with no name. Well, we're just in the studio here talking about the video that went with ads. We've got long memories, haven't we? That's going back 52 years for America. Horse with no name. Of course, we have guests here most weeks here on the show. Last week, we're delighted to have Bishop Gully, who here is the Bishop of Chelmsford. And she was here chatting about all kinds of interesting things about her life story, about what the Bishop of Chelmsford does. And then we also talked about prayer, and we talked about waiting, kind of like as you do at Advent, waiting for Christmas. We talked about remembrance, whole wide-ranging interview, which was really marvellous. And you can check all that out on the website. All you have to do is go to Phoenix FM. You find presenters, scroll down all of those, find my name, Patrick, and then the recording is there, together with recordings of literally hundreds of shows that I've done here over the years. They're all there. But of course, you go on the website as well, you can find literally thousands of recordings relating to all of the programs up here on Phoenix FM. And unlike many other stations, they don't disappear either. They are there forever. So do check some of those things out when you want to, but not in the next 2 hours, of course, because we've got a great show here for you today. So one of the three tracks that the Bishop chose for us last week was the Beatles' Let It Be. And so last week we played the version that came out originally, which was the one that had Phil Spector providing all of the production on it. A few years later, Paul McCartney decided to work again on the album, take off all of Phil Spector's production and do a little bit of his own on it. Album came out again called The Naked Version, and from that, this is Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
That's the Beatles, and Let It Be, just on 15 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Up now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
123 with Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And delighted to say that my guests are here with me, and we're going to be chatting just a little bit about what's going on. So, you've arrived here in wonderful Tudor costume because you're here to talk about a Yuletide event.
Oh, indeed, Patrick. The company of Merryfolk have a Tudor Yuletide event next weekend on the 25th and 26th of November. It's going to be held at the Paycocks House, which is the National Trust House, which is in Coggeshall. And we'll run from 11am to 4pm. There's lots of lovely parking at Grange Barn, which is only a short walk from the house. So we're hoping to welcome a multitude of guests. And we have upwards of 25 Tudors in various gowns and of various status to greet the guests as they arrive and to tell them all about Tudor Yuletide. It's a little bit like being a fly on the wall of a Tudor documentary, for they will see how the household is reenacting to each other. They will see all the deference, they will hear the language, they will experience watching the food being prepared and indeed being eaten. We have two boards, as we call them. We have a high board for the gentry, followed by a middling board for the upper servants, which will then turn into almost a free meal, where the servants take whatever is left of the broken meats and sit down where they will, having graced themselves before eating, and will eat. And at all of these points, the visitors can watch, but can also interact with us, not only asking questions, but attempting to speak in our Tudorese. So we will respond back to them. So it's very much that the visitors become part of the event, and that's what we want them to do.
Right, well, that sounds a really exciting and interesting kind of thing to be doing. Is it the usual entrance fee for going in to do that?
Into the National Trust, of course, it's free for the National Trust members, and if anybody hasn't joined, they can join on the day, and membership is £84. For non-members, it's adults are £9. and child is £4.50. We call them childer. A family is £22.50, but should only one adult be coming with two children, that's £13.50. So, of course, there is a lot to see. You have not only the house, and you will have the house staff as well, some of which will also be dressed, which will be talking about the house, but you also have the up to 25 Tudors to reenact with as well.
Marvellous. And are all the food facilities there as well, so people will be able to get the lunch, will they?
Oh, yes. And we call it dinner.
Of course you do.
Aye. But they will be able to eat in the cafe. And I believe there is some mulled wine of the alcoholic type to be had, as well as the tea and coffee.
Right.
And cakes and sandwiches.
So it sounds like a lovely family day out.
Aye, indeed.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's good. Well, we look forward to hearing a little bit more about all of this. You called it Tudorese.
In Tudorese. If we were to speak as the Tudors did, for instance, if you read Shakespeare, it would be very difficult for people to understand us completely.
Sure.
They would have to stand and think about it. Whereas Tudorese is... Mayhap you'll hear us speaking a little later.
Indeed,
it is easier to understand.
Okay, we're brilliant. Thank you very much for that. Good. Okay, our first track, next track that I'm going to be playing here this afternoon. This was one of the ones that was chosen by Paul Carr when he was here 2 weeks ago. What a fascinating interview that was, talking about 15 years of ministry in Billericay and then what he's going to be doing in Cyprus, in Paphos, fairly soon, actually into the new year. Again, all the interview that is there, that's all recorded, can be found on the website, just 123 Friday, and that would have been 2 weeks ago. It's all there. So he chose Chris Stapleton and White Horse, which comes from the album that's only recently just come out called Higher.
Cowboy on a white horse, riding out the distance.
As Chris Stapleton and White Horse, 26 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime. Time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So let's have a look at what's happening locally around and about here. If we start off around the Billericay area, it's quite busy around the Billericay School, the roadway in front of that, and then also going up towards Waitrose off from the High Street as well. There's quite a lot of traffic there at this time. Down towards Shenfield, around by the station, it's a little bit of traffic there as well, to a bit of a hold up I see there actually. Let me see. In fact, we've got a road closed at Mount Avenue, which is closed until January next year. So no doubt if you're a local round there, you know how to work your way around that. At centre of Brentwood here, of course, around Wilson's Corner. My word, very busy in every single direction around the Wilson's Corner there at this time. And then, of course, that means that there's hold-ups every way in the direction towards it as well. So just be wary of that. When we get down towards going towards the motorway as well, it's quite busy around the Brook Street roundabout there. If we come out and just have a look at the junctions all the way along up to the M11, there no problems at all today. I'm delighted to be able to say that. The junction is clear there, and actually on the M11 as well, coming down towards that. We go round to the bridge and the tunnel. Again, there's no real problems this side. You'll be pleased to know. Of course, it's a bit busy in Kent when isn't it round there. And then if we go up the A12, that's no problems really round there at the moment as well. The building up a little bit round Hoe Green, and then in the centre of Chelmsford, around the Army and Navy, that's pretty busy at this time. I'll give you another update in an hour's time. So we're chatting away here about the events that's happening at Paycox in Coggeshall at the end of the month, and well, our friends I think are going to go into Tudorese now to actually just tell us about getting everything ready.
Oh, Marjorie, I've called upon for you to attend upon me. As you know, it is just 7 days until our guests arrive.
Aye, mistress.
For our Yuletide.
Aye.
And I wish to know how the cooks have prepared and all our other attendees are and our staff are prepared.
I have spoken with the cooks and I did read the list of all that they must buy. And I have read this several times, as they have not their letters and they cannot read a list. So I will speak with them again to be certain that they have made sure of all the provisions that we spoke of. And I also have spoken to the washerwomen to be sure that the clouts for the boards will be ready in time, and also the fresh napery the folk will drape on their left shoulder as they dine.
Going back to the provisions, do you have enough coin? Do you wish me to approach the master for more coin?
I thank you for thinking of this, mistress. I will speak with good Anne Carrad and see if she needs more coin, and then I will be sure to tell you of this.
Right, and do we have enough greenery for... It is sure that the house will be decorated most fine.
I think so. I will go all round to each room to be sure, but I think so. It is beginning to look right well.
Aye. And you do know that the subtlety maker is arriving on the eve of Friday.
Aye.
And he is bringing a maid, which I need you to prepare.
I will
in
do
our
this.
Ways.
Aye.
We will have many maids, in truth. We will have three maids, two that you knoweth.
Aye.
And one maid that comes with the subtlety maker.
Aye, that's well.
And we have two cooks. We have an undercook and a senior cook. One will attend to the middling board and one to the gentry board.
Aye.
If you will prepare tables and make sure that they are well.
I will, with clean clouts upon them.
Aye. And how doeth your under-housekeeper, how is she learning?
Aye, good maggot. She fares right well.
Aye.
She is attentive. She listens to all that I say, and she does remember. Aye, and she is a right good woman.
Aye, and now that I think upon it as well, we have the puppeteers. They will be arriving on the morning, and I've arranged that their puppeteer booth there, I do not know what it is called, but where the puppets play, will be put away and hidden from sight until needed after the middling board is finished. They will be putting it into the hall and then the puppet show will commence. And may even followed by dancing.
Oh, that would be well, if there is room.
All right, so if you and the steward and your under-steward and under-housekeeper could make sure that all that is prepared in advance. That is good. We also have a lady who is coming, a mistress or a goody who is coming, that is going to make some decorations.
Oh.
So for our guests to see.
That would be well.
Aye, that would be right well. So again, if you can make sure that they have a place, I am considering perhaps in the lower hall.
I will see that there is a place.
Aye, so I believe it is going to be very busy with lots of people coming and going, and you and the steward will have to be in attendance to make sure that everybody knows where they are to be.
I will come early on those mornings to be sure that all the work is done before the visitors come and the guests also.
Aye, that is most well. And when I think about it also, we have a maker of pomanders coming, so there will be a delivery of Portingales. So look out for that.
Are they paid for?
Aye, they have all been paid for by the master.
Oh, then I will count them.
Aye. I have heard, and mayhap you have as well, there is much talk about the town of a fellow going about the town, and I believe he has accosted some of the members of staff as they have gone to and from the market, asking of the well-being of the master.
Ah, I have heard of this fellow. I have not seen him. Word has reached me that he's doing this.
He is asking if the master is still in sickness, which of course he is not. He is well and hearty and looking forward to the high board and to all of our entertainments, of which we have much. And I am a little concerned as to why this fellow is going around. And I have high hopes for joy and good pastime at our Yuletide. And a little worried that mayhap he will disrupt it. But mayhap not, and we should not apply ourselves to this. But what have you heard of the fellow?
Only that he was questioning folk if they knew of the health of Master Paycock.
Aye. Now while I think about that, our guests are carrying much coin for the payment of I know not what, but they have told me. And we have a master of arms that they are bringing with them to guard the coin. So the coin has to be put in a safe place. But mayhap we could use the master of arms, who I believe goes by the name of Hugh, that not only is he protecting the coin, but mayhap he could be looking out for this fellow, just in case he should try and intrude upon our festivities.
Surely he will not have the nerve to come to the house.
If he has much nerve that he's accosting fellows in the town, we do not know. But we must alert the Master of Arms that is certainly an occasion that could be happening.
I will look out for him if he tries to gain entrance to the house.
Aye. Let us hope that he does not, for we already have many people within the house, do we not? It is one of the fullest, I think, that I will ever have seen.
I do not recall a time when there were so many.
Because we have subtlety makers coming, makers of pomanders, making of decorations. I believe there is a lady also coming to show off some cures for the winter ailments.
Oh, that's well.
A special of the
many
cold.
Many will wish to speak with her.
Aye, and we have more maids than normal. And two cooks, and of course we have recently taken on two under stewards and the housekeeper. So I think the house will be right well full, especially with the dancing.
I will see that all are doing the work that they are paid to do.
Aye, and mayhap there be people coming in off the street to come and look at what we are doing.
I hope
so. And
they
may be dressed in strange garb and speak in strange manner.
I will not mind.
Aye. That would be indeed well, would it not? For it would be a goodly pastime to see such people and to see the house come alive after the master has been sick.
Aye.
I believe that would be a good enjoyment and a good festivity.
Well, I'll break in and speak in a strange way from your point of view. Anybody who's just tuned in and thought, what's going on here, can you tell us what you were just doing?
We are the Company of Merry Folk, and we are holding a Tudor Yuletide at Paycock's House in Coggeshall next weekend on the 25th and 26th of November, and we'll be some upwards of 25 Tudors of differing status. That means upper class and middling class and common folk, and you will be like a fly on the wall if you come to see us, and you will watch us, and you will be able also to talk to us and to reenact with us, and we are very happy to answer questions and to talk to you and to tell us of what we do.
Marvellous, and thank you very much for all of that as well. A wonderful little bit of a dialogue there. We'll be hearing a little bit more about your group and how that came into being and the kind of things that go on after we've had a track by Kygo featuring Whitney Houston. This is Higher Love from 2019. It was a UK number 2 and top 10 in 13 more countries.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see. Falling behind, what could be? Oh, bring me.
Tiger with the wonderful voice of Whitney Houston there, and A Higher Love. So I've been chatting away here with Mistress Anne Paycock, which is of course Hillary, and housekeeper Marjorie, Eleanor, who are here with me here this afternoon. So what is this group that you are with that is doing this Tudor reconstruction, and how many of these do you do during a year?
Yes, we do very many, in fact, more than sort of two a month, in various places, some small, Cressing, Paycock's House, Ingatstone Hall, slightly bigger. But we've also been invited to attend at Hampton Court, where we did a music and dance, and the Tower of London, where we set up a Tudor village just below the green on the White Tower, which is where the Royal Apartments used to be, where all those who are keen on Anne Boleyn was held before her execution. The Company of Merry Folk was formed in 2012. There were a lot of what we call Kentwellians that wanted to set up their own group and wished to be involved in late medieval as well as Tudor. So they set up, originally it was a small group of five members, but it's now grown to 30 members. So technically our membership is full, but people are very welcome to guest with us, and should a place come free, they can then apply to join us. Our ethos, I mean, everybody has something that they do in the group. For instance, Marjorie is our housekeeper and scrivener.
Aye. And I taught myself to read and write in the Tudor way six years ago, because it interested me. So I sit and write in front of people, and also generally I will have a spare quill so that folk may try their hand at writing with the quill as well while I speak with them. But I will not be doing that at Paycock's, because I will be just the housekeeper on those days.
And everybody in the group does have a skill. We say even the gentry, for we all have a skill. Mine is I'm the historian, so I do the scenarios and check that the dates and everything is right. But we have an alchemist, we have an armourer, well, we have two men at arms, in fact. We have an archer, who I believe has been here.
He's been here.
We have a baker and a baxter. A baxter is a female baker. We have a barber surgeon, a cunning man. We have cooks and sottlers. We've got a dairy maid. We've got maids of all work. We've got gamesters, scrivener and housekeeper already mentioned, a musician, a puppeteer, herbalists, makers of pomanders, makers of pave charms, and a willow weaver and a braider. And they all have their own skills, and they will and we are very tactile. They will show you their skills and you can join in. The barber surgeon is very fond of removing teeth and arms. But everybody will discuss what they do in their Tudories, but everybody is welcome to try on the armour, and that we train within the bow. The cooks and sottlers show how they are cooking. The company is very tactile. We don't rope ourselves off. Many reenactors are roped off, but you can come right up to us. You can feel the fine fabrics or even the wool. So we are very tactile. As Marjorie said, she shows people how to write, and people take the quill and write. And our ethos is to, it's a little bit like the BBC, to entertain, inform and educate. But we want to install an interest. I'm fascinated by history. I have a passion for history, and I want other people to have that passion. And if someone can go away from an event and perhaps have a career somewhere in history, or just develop a love, then my day has been well spent.
Absolutely. So how long have you personally been involved in it?
I'm losing track now, but I think from 2013.
Okay,
I think Marjorie's a little longer.
2015 was when I started to reenact, and 2016 was when I joined the Company of Merry Folk.
Right. And what do you think you get out of it personally?
Personally, I love to discuss history, but I love to see the interest form in little children's eyes when suddenly something clicks. And the other thing that we do get a lot of is invite to do filming work. So personally, I do love the filming work as well, which is great fun. But mostly it's when someone comes back to an event and said that they're back because of an event that they went to before.
And yourself?
And also, it pleases me so much to see the interest and happiness in someone's face when they've written their name with a quill and didn't realise that they could do that so well. And also, when folk ask me all sorts of things about the props that I have for my writing, and they really want to know. And sometimes people will sit there for half an hour while they write and talk to me and ask me questions, and it pleases me very much when they do that.
Excellent. Sounds all very rewarding. Good. Well, we'll come back and have a little chat with you a bit later on after we've done the competition, and you'll be able to tell us a little bit also, I think, about your remarkable costumes that you're wearing and how all of that comes about as well. So we look forward to all of that. That'll be after the birthdays competition, which in turn will be after we've heard the Kinks and Autumn Almanac, taking us back to 1967, a UK number 3 and a number 5 in Germany, and top 20 in 4 more countries. It's a wonderful Ray Davies composition, of course, and Autumn Almanac. We'll be back with the birthdays competition fairly soon.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
Guess the ages, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
So here we are, it's that time on a Friday lunchtime to get your brain in gear, and you can email me radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to play along. Three artists, and we'll ask you how old you think they are. We'll give you some clues and play a track. Okay, we'll start off today with Mario Carlo Cipolli, who is an American musician and founder member of Huey Lewis and the News. As bass player, he was member of the group from 1979 until he left in 1995. Cipolla recorded seven albums with the band between 1980 and 1994, leaving the band in 1995. And since then, he's been involved with a number of other people, including the Doobie Brothers. So we're going to go to 1986 for Huey Lewis and the News, Stuck on You. It was a USA number one also in Canada, in Zimbabwe. It was a UK number 12 and top 20 in 11 more countries. So how old do you reckon bass player Mario Carlo Cipollina is? radio@phoenixfm.com.
We've had some fun. Yes, we've had our ups and downs. Been down that rocky road,
So that's the first of our artists here today, and thank you for those who've emailed us and taking part here this afternoon. Of course, as always, you can take part as well. Second person here today is Barbara Parrott, who was one of the three members of The Toys, an American pop girl group from Jamaica, New York, who were formed in 1961 and disbanded in 1968. Their most successful recording was A Lover's Concerto from 1965, which sold more than 2 million copies and reached the number 2 spot in the USA and was a number 5 in the UK, number 1 in Canada and number 2 in New Zealand. So the question is, Barbara Parrott from The Toys, how old do we think she is? And this is Lover's Concerto.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.